producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Got lots to talk about today. And what I want to do is kind of hit off on something that callers have been bringing up over the last couple of days. And we'll get to that in just a couple minutes. But I want you to listen first, friends. No nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of continual warfare, said the fourth president of the United States of America. Again, no nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of a continual warfare. By the way, that nation has got its own identity when it lost track of the fact that they are a republic, which we are ruled by an empire of law, not a democracy where we're ruled by the majority or the mob rules or the voice of the majority. So again, going back to the fourth president of the United States of America, the father of our Constitution, James Madison, again, he said no nation could preserve its freedoms in the midst of continual warfare. So who's creating the continual warfare? The lawless are. The lawless are. Because if you're ruled by law, guess what? You're going to have peace and righteousness within the gates. We'll talk about that in just a couple minutes. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, you can do that. It is sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com interacts with the page Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media. Again, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, my Twitter account is BradleyDean1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter accounts. And if you'd like to call in again over the next hour, please do not wait till the last segment. I hope you heard me. I'll say it again because I know men need to be told things twice. Please do not wait until the last segment to call in. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, when we brought up the idea of Sons of Liberty Media, which, by the way, was not my idea, but to bring it forth, and when we conceived that website, we actually wanted to bring about resolve to today's issues, because, again, we know that the conservatives love to debate away. They gut the pith and marrow of your God-given rights and the rights that men fought, bled, and sacrificed themselves to give you, John 15:13. So we wanted to give you the answers to the dilemma. David said, Lord, take my feet out of the miry clay and put my feet upon the rock and establish my goings. When you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, that is my aim. That is the whole purpose of this website. Because what we're doing is we're giving you the answers to the problem. Yes, the problem's talked about, but we give you the resolve. Remember what it said in Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Well, we want to give you an understanding and a knowledge as to how to right the wrongs, because America, you still have the power to right the wrongs. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I want to encourage you, and I want to also let you know, folks, the hope is found in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. And that's what this whole website is aimed at. So without further ado, I'm going to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We see, folks, a couple days ago, the Oklahoma City Supreme Court wrongly interprets law. The people again stand down in Oklahoma, of all states, friends, and they quietly tear down down the Ten Commandments. Folks, if you're not ruled by law, you're going to be ruled by tyrants, and you're preferring tyrants by what you allow them to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. If you haven't seen this, this is interesting stuff, folks. Again, speaking of Supreme Court injustices. Folks, an injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And when we have it right in our faces, I don't know what it is or what it's going to take for the American people to respond, but respond you must. And I do know that there's people out there that are actually fighting the good fight of faith. So God bless you. We're in this together. But on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Matt Drudge, bombshell. He said, I had a Supreme Court justice say to me, he said, it's over. Listen carefully, friends. Matt Drudge, bombshell, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, he said, I had a Supreme Court justice say to me, it's over. I want you to understand that you are being played as if you're on a board, friends. You're being laughed at. It's so simple, in folks, in bringing about resolve to the issues, and I'm not saying in the sense of establishing them through judgment, but I am telling you, folks, the answers are right in front of our faces. The Supreme Court justice does not have a right to violate law, but yet now they're recreating that law all over America, which, by the way, they frame mischief by a law, Psalm 94, which is not law at all. It may look like law, smell like law, have the color of law, but guess what, friends? It's not law, and if you know law, you'll know it's not law, and it's called unlaw. It's null and void. Friends, how is it that in this country that the American people are so apt to give up what took others to sacrifice to give unto us? Why is it that the American people are okay with these people trampling the blood or desecrating the memory of those that fought blood and died to give us what we have today, both in the natural and the spiritual? And yes, I'm going to talk about that every day because you need to understand that we are a blood-bought people. And might I remind you, when I do high school assembly programs, friends, you do need to understand, when I ask the students in colleges or high schools or at tea parties or at churches or on television or on radio, whatever the case might be, I'll ask them the question, how many of you know your founding documents? And they laugh at me. And I'll laugh back and I'll say, well, guess what, guys? If you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. And isn't it interesting? They have been indoctrinating students in this country under the noses of the American people, which know and have known for how many decades now, that the federal government is illegally indoctrinating your kids in public schools. But getting back to my point, friends, they're not teaching in George Washington's farewell address. They're not teaching them real science. They're not teaching them real history. They want to recreate history. And they want to create it, tear down real history, and recreate a history that looks just like them demonic selves and their devilish selves, friends. And my point again is this, friends. When you go back, you have to understand that if you simply take the time to read your founding documents, which hundreds of thousands of men and women fought, bled, and died to give you, going back to the high school program or the college setting or whatever the case might be, I'll ask them, how many know your founding documents? They'll laugh at me. I'll say, if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Let me ask you another question, funny guys. How many in this room have had grandpas and grandmas, uncles, aunts, maybe dads, moms, brothers, sisters, friends, neighbors, whatever the case might be, that served in foreign wars, fighting and bleeding and dying, ratifying the Constitution that you don't even know? And all of a sudden, about 86% of the hands go up in the room. Now I bring it home. Folks, somebody in your family, 8 times out of 10, somebody in your family served in our military. What did they serve for? Those that are listening may have lost somebody that is someone's in your family's been sacrificed to give us what we have today. Why is it the American people are so apt to give up? They didn't.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Hewer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Again, 1-866-582-9933. Sorry about that, friends. Someone's not listening today. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to hit off on a couple issues here real quick before we get over to our topic because we got much to cover. But interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, folks are asking, is Obama weaponizing vulnerable citizens? Well, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You're going to have to check out the pictures to understand exactly what it is the article is about. But you have to ask the question, we know that he is, friends. As a matter of fact, I believe it was ABC or NBC that just came out, and they're fueling the fire too, creating chaos together in unison. But they just talked about how on the borders he's actually encouraging these ISIS individuals to come over into America. Again, friends, keep in mind who ISIS is. Without further ado, again, one more point, and then we'll jump over to my topic. I'm sorry. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We don't need more guns, Mr. Obama. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Remember how I just told you the other day, friends, that you can rest assured gun sales will skyrocket once again? And interestingly enough, September sees record gun sales. Well, I told you. I don't know how that's working out, but the bottom line is, friends, I don't put my trust into a gun. I trust God. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. But I trust in the Lord with a gun in my hand. And that's exactly where we need to be in this country today. So, anyways, in saying that, there's another one of those I told you so's. Every time they call for new gun legislation, guess what happens, friends? The American people hit the stores and they start buying up, guess what? Guns to protect themselves against what? Tyranny. I started the show off today, and I was talking about what James Madison said. He said, no nation could preserve its freedom in the midst of continual warfare, and continual warfare is what you see in America today. And what I want to do is I want to hit this, and I want you to hear out of their own mouths, because I love when people say, Bradley, that's a theory. No, you've heard theory from the state-controlled media, because that's the narrative. Ask anybody from 50 and 60 years ago if it's still a theory concerning the things that were going on then. They'll say, no, it's not a theory. It's a fact. I'm living in the world that those conspirators created. There is no theory. They just needed the useful idiots and the propagandists to go ahead and push the message and demonize and polarize anybody that didn't agree with their theory. And, again, truth is stranger than fiction to some folks, and I don't know what it's going to take, but I can tell you this. The only one that can open your eyes is Jesus Christ and the Anointed One. The only one that can open up your ears is, guess who? The Anointed One. So, in saying that, I want to lay the premise. This has been brought up over the last couple days, talking about conspiracy, because when I make the reference to Jeremiah 11, 9, it talks about a conspiracy, but I want you to hear what the Lord was telling Jeremiah to tell the people, okay? And I want you to listen to the response. And then I want you to hear what comes out of their disobedience. It says this in Jeremiah 11. It says, the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, hear the words of this covenant, and speak unto the men of Judah, to his people, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to his people, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant. That's exactly right. What happens if everybody just starts living in a society where it's just saturated with anarchy state? It's going to be a cursed place to live, right? Just go over to the Middle East. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But he goes on, he says, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeyeth not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers, our forefathers, friends, in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all that which I commanded you. Okay, that's easy to do when you love God. So you shall be my people and I will be your God. Cool, good place to be. That I may perform the oath which I have sworn unto your fathers to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, the best of everything. Folks, you can go into any grocery store in America and understand that we are in a blessed situation. Then Jeremiah said, then I answered and said, be it, O Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, proclaim all these words into the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear ye the words of this covenant and do them. And do them. America, and do them. For I earnestly protested unto your fathers in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt into the promised land first. But what did he do, folks? Keep in mind, when he delivered them from Pharaoh in the land of Egypt, they took the blood of a Paschal lamb. There was sacrifice. And then what did he do once they were delivered? The first thing that happened is they went over to Mount Sinai to receive God's moral law. That's pretty simple, right? You know how I say quite a bit, if you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000? Well, listen, that's all we have to do is get back to God's Ten Commandments, and we can do away with man's 10,000 policies, because that's really what it comes down to. The Lord went on, obey my voice, yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination or the imagination of their evil hearts. They did what they wanted to do, which is the very first scripture in the Satanic Bible. Then he said, therefore I will bring upon all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. And the first thing the Lord said when the people would not listen, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They are turned back to the lawless deeds of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I made with their fathers. Is it pretty safe to say that that's America right now, friends? I think it's pretty safe to say that we're way beyond that. America is now transgressing, giving heaven the finger every step of the way. Through transgender, homosexuals, America accepting a homosexual for a president. Accepting the crimes and transgressions of a president that spits against heaven, that's at war with your freedoms, your founding documentations, friends, your founding documents. He's at war with you. You need to understand that. And I'm about ready to show you that. Now, I want to go over, because I also brought up in the past that I want to talk about what Matthew Henry, which, by the way, he did not believe in the gift of prophecy, but it's interesting how God used him very prophetically. It's interesting how that works, isn't it? But if you go back and you see where the Lord said to the children of Israel, and this is Matthew Henry's commentary, when he was talking about obeying my voice and they did not want to obey his voice, well, the Lord said, I'll tell you what, this is what's going to happen. There is going to be a conspiracy. There's going to be a conspiracy within the land. And folks, we can see that. A conspiracy is found among them. Verse 9, chapter 11, Jeremiah. By him whose eyes is upon the works of darkness, this is Matthew Henry, there's a combination against God and religion. Is that what's happening, friends? Because my friend, a former CIA agent, told me that, Bradley, everything this administration, their end aim is to destroy your Christian heritage and the Constitution of the United States of America. What did Matthew Henry say over 200 years ago? A conspiracy is found among them by whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. He sees all things. There's a combination against God and religion. A dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness, the American people. They rebelled against God, not through inconsistency, but presumptuously and with the high hand. And that's, folks, gay pride parades. Folks, the narcissist in the White House teaching Americans to spit against heaven for the few that will listen to him. He goes on, Matthew Henry. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design and, as usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it, a cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not the like in our day, saith Matthew Henry. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation. How many different biblical translations do we need, America? Hey, listen, if the Cambridge King James Version was good enough for John Wesley, George Whitefield, Smith Wigglesworth, John Alexander Dowie, William Booth, and the such, it's good enough for me. But look at all the translations coming out. Why do they want to confuse the people? Again, what was the conspiracy? They designed to overthrow divine revelation. They want you to get your eyes off the ball, as all dictators do, and set that aside and persuade people not to hear, hello, not to take heed or pay careful attention to the words of God. As a matter of fact, they did all they could do to divert you from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. How many times has this devil in the White House attack the word of God? Oh, it's a bad, bad, bad place to put yourself, dog. Rest assured, the Bible is no mere book. It is a power that conquers all that oppose it, said Napoleon Bonaparte. Maybe you should read Psalm 2. We're going to come right back to this in a minute.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497. Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to lay this out for you. I'm almost done doing that, and then I'm going to get to the dirty work here, friends, and let you listen to them for yourself as to what they're calling for. I also wanted to just highlight one thing before we get rocking again here, friends. Now, for years, I've been telling the American people not to forget about China and Russia, because what's happening right now in America is the communists are trying to stir up domestic insurrection, and the American people are letting them do that. That's why they're doing those things. Apparently, you've forgotten the motto of the Russians and the communist friends. When they feel mush, proceed. When they feel steel, retreat. America, when they feel your steel, then and only then will they retreat. But for years, friends, and I love this, because here we are again, you know, 5 and 6 years before the situation when China and Russia were no issue at all. But folks, for some reason, you know, we've been hearing a lot about Russia and China lately, right? As if they're attacking another country right now. Well, the whole time, folks, since September 11th, you've been the ones that have been under attack. And it's interesting because September 11th, 2001, I remember telling the American people, folks, this is aimed at you. This is all aimed at you. The masking of America, this, that, and the other thing, friends with a criminal in chief, you know, Muslim brother. I mean, folks, we can go on and on and on and on and on and on. But going back to China and Russia, it's interesting. Chinese Navy looms as Russia strikes Syrian rebels, or so you're told, America. Right? Oh, well, as long as they're attacking somebody else, no, go to sleep, America, go to sleep. Believe what we're telling you because you're really the ones that are under attack, right? It's kind of like when this individual in the White House first got into the White House, he was talking about going back to our founding documents, going back. Remember the motto, change, right? Change, the communist slogan, and now their new one is forward, and isn't it interesting the President of the United States is allied with America's sworn enemies, including the Chinese and the Russians and the Cubans' friends, and not just them, but the Muslim Brotherhood and the New World Order. Isn't it interesting how he's allied with everybody that's anti-American? But what's going on in our country? Oh, I don't know. You know, the President said this today. We're going to give him credibility again. We're going to give him some more credibility. We're going to give them some more room to destroy America before we finally open our eyes. We know deep down in our hearts who he is and what he's doing right now, but we're just going to act as if he's not really doing it. We're just going to act as if we're talking about a third world country here, when in fact we're not. Folks, I don't believe a thing the state-controlled media tells me. I just did a piece on Outfoxed, and you, my friends, need to go online to sonsoflibertymedia.com and watch the video. You can listen from the journalists why you shouldn't trust a thing they're saying. They're trying to put you to sleep. They're trying to divert you. Well, they're attacking you. And it's exactly what they've been doing throughout the duration of this administration and the preceding administration. Like it or not. We're going to get to the Bushes in just a moment so you can understand who the criminal minds are behind the New World Orders and the players and the little minions. But going back to this, we were talking about in Jeremiah 11, we were talking about how there's a conspiracy found amongst us. It's scriptural. And how the state-controlled, in contrast, the state-controlled narrative is always to try to get you to believe it's a theory, when in fact it's not a theory. Hey, folks, 60 years you've been hearing about a new world order. And now politicians are becoming more bold with their proclamation for a new world order, without even thinking twice about it. Here, I'll just give you one just to put a little salt on your tongue right now. Here is Daddy Bush. By the way, his dad was Prescott Bush, who was indicted back in the 30s for illegally financing Adolf Hitler's war. But this is George Bush Sr. calling for a new world order. Listen carefully.
Have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
Isn't that interesting? He said it, I didn't. That was one of the 202 times that he made a public profession. He was promulgating that message. He said it, I didn't say it. Oh, but you know, he said he was a Christian, so therefore he's got to be God's man. You know, look at all the good things he's done. What good things has he done? If you look at the digression of your country, folks, when did it really start to decline? You know, they call George Bush Sr., they call him Evil Poppy. Whistleblowers and CIA agents that have come forward say that there's not a more wicked man alive than George Bush Sr. I just wanted to share that with you. For all those that believe that he was the good guy, he was God's man, because he said, you know, we're Christians. You know, the Bush family, we're all Christians. And I know you'll take us for face value. And you'll let us do what we want to do because we said we were Christians. Why don't you pull the curtain back, America? You know, Adolf Hitler had God with us on belts, didn't he? And he was using the evangelical youth groups in Germany to do his killing for him. Because after all, Adolf Hitler, he was a Christian. Many will come in my name. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived, said Jesus over and over and over and over again. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Going back to the conspiracy within, Jeremiah 11, verse 9. One would have expected to find some foreigners and ringleaders in it, but no, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, God's people, are in conspiracy with the men of Judah. Isn't that interesting how the church in America, man, they just folded? Man, they're capitulating at every new proclamation from this criminal administration. Whatever they say must go. Oh, little do they know anything of their history, friends. It wasn't without, it was within, he just said. The inhabitants of Jerusalem are in conspiracy with the men of Judah. City and country agree in this. However, they may differ in other things. That's right. You remember the whole gay agenda came out? Remember all these big corporations together proclaiming the victory the day before the Supreme Court said anything about homosexual marriage, as if it matters as to what the Supreme Court of the United States had to say about the institution that God ordained? Yes, they're in conspiracy together. They're in alliance together. But I want to tell you something, those that are allied with the covenant of hell. Jesus said, it shall be broken. It shall be broken. And you know what? It has been and it will again. Those of this generation seem to be in conspiracy with those of foregoing generations preceding. To carry on the war from age to age against what, folks? Christianity. Against what? Christianity. The kings of the earth, they gather themselves together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let's break their bands asunder. Woo! Woo! Man, some of these folks need to read the Word of God because they ain't deceiving anybody but themselves. Folks, they're willing to lose their soul to gain the world. A temporary life which is but a vapor. They're willing to give it all up. They're willing to give eternity up to destroy their brothers and their sisters. Because they want more and they want more. Hey folks, hell is never filled. Hell is never filled. And let me tell you, conspirators, something so you can clearly understand me and what I'm saying. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. And what is the end of sin violating God's moral law? It's death. Romans 6. What happened? Well, the people, they're turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers and have risen up in their stead, a seed of evildoers, an increase of sinful men. Folks, I can go on. I think you guys are getting the point here. But it's very telling that this is where we're at today. This is all contrived. You know, the Bible says that the Lord had put it in their minds. Revelation 12:17, it tells us this. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keeps the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's who the enemy's always at war with. Just because they're professed Christians doesn't mean he's warring against them. No, as long as they're holding on to their sin, he's okay with them. He's going to leave them alone. But we know that the dragon makes war with the remnant of her seed, the church, which keeps the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, going over to my first point, the Bible tells us in Revelation 17:12, and the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. See, they're willing to give it all up. They're willing to give it all up for a moment of pleasure. Now, folks, where is all this coming from? Who are these men in the present? Who are they? Well, folks, again, going back, we know concerning the current Obama administration, terror is nothing more than a created battering ram to upend government sovereignty in order to implement new totalitarian government and establish a global government. So what are they using? They're using terror to bring in a new world order. Oh, hang on a second. Did I hear somebody say, oh, Bradley, that's a theory. Sam, can you go ahead and play for me the pedophile himself? Oh, we got to roll it over to the next segment. Okay, folks, I'm going to play a piece from the pedophile himself right when we get back after this break. And you can hear for yourself as to what they're saying. Mr. Henry Kissinger, man, I'm surprised he's still walking around because he got a big mouth, that brother does. He doesn't know when to shut his face, do he? No, he doesn't. Well, we're going to help you understand who's calling for a new world order and what it's all about. We already showed you George Bush. We're going to get to Henry Kissinger. And then you're going to hear from Barack.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's so much to say here, friends. There really is. Talking about conspiracy, not theory, but conspiracy. And right before the break, we were talking about the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger. Oh, by the way, for those that did not know, Henry Kissinger is the one that said those that reject the New World Order are the terrorists. That's what he said. He said that. Those that reject the New World Order are terrorists. So let me ask you, friends, who's creating all the chaos to create that New World Order? Huh. It's pretty telling. Isn't it interesting every time something goes wrong? Isn't it interesting how your government's right there to ask you to give up your rights? Oh, speaking of which, interestingly enough, Tim just posted, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted, not only is the Supreme Court having a free-for-all right now with the rights of the American people, but, you know, now the Supreme Court, you know how they like to pick and choose as to what they listen to and what they don't want to listen to? Supreme Court of the United States refuses to hear mandatory vaccine case, new Fourth Amendment at stake in New York. Wow. All right. Well, they violated the Fifth Amendment. Now the Fourth Amendment, the First Amendment. Now they're trying to violate the Second Amendment along with the Fourth. Man, where does it stop, America? They violated the 10th through the education system. Where does it stop? Where does all this stop? Let's listen to old Henry Kissinger calling for a new world order, talking of Barack Hussein Obama, and listen carefully, if you can, as to what he is saying.
What do you think the most important thing is for Barack Obama? Obviously, you're here to talk about the anniversary for U.S.-China diplomatic relations, but if you had to say this is going to be the country or the conflict or the place that will define the Obama administration, what would it be?
Definitely, there is coming into office at a moment when there are upheavals in many parts of the world simultaneously.
Upheaval in plenty parts of the world right now.
Jihadist movement.
Jihadist movement, he called it.
One problem that is the most important one. But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created.
Henry Kissinger is calling for a new world order. He's talking about Barack Hussein Obama, who said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. But Barack never said that. Barack never said that. This is why I love being right about things, friends, because the truth sets men free, and that's the only reason I love being right. I don't like being right about things where people are hurt, but the fact of the matter is we have been warned. In America, you have been warned. Do you remember Barack Hussein Obama when he stated the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet of Islam? Did you guys know that Adolf Hitler said the only religion I respect is Islam? The only prophet I admire is the prophet Muhammad? And it was also Adolf Hitler that actually used Islamic mercenaries to do his killing for him, along with his professed Christians in his own country. I'm just giving you the facts here, friends. But why don't we jump over to Barack Hussein Obama, a.k.a. Barry Satoro, a guy that's got 40 different Social Security numbers. Anybody questions his birth record, they end up dead in the water. Let's see what he has to say. Let's check this out.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
Now, do me a favor, Sam. Can you go ahead and play what preceded Barack Hussein Obama on that actual audio right there, please? There's a lady that gave the intro on the media. Play that for the people so they can understand, so she can set this whole talking point up with Barack.
This is Sky News with Paula Middlehurst.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
Isn't that crazy? I mean, 142 days in Senate, in Illinois there, and mysteriously he's all over the world calling for a new world order. How did he come up with that $250 million to run for the presidency anyways?
I'm sure.
He probably just had a secret account or something. Saved up his money from his paper route. I'm trying to justify those that still want to keep their head in the sand.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, he probably saved up all of his money. $250 million is what it cost to run for the presidency in the United States of America. But it's interesting. He probably just saved up all that money to run for presidency, and he won mysteriously after 142 days, calling for a new world order just like his predecessors. Man, I don't get it. What do you think it could be, Steph? I mean, coincidence.
Yeah.
Because we know we got to get rid of the word theory, but to rationalize with irrational minds, we got to kind of like just put them back on the false grace of pillow so they can go back to sleep.
Right. Okay, I got it. So okay, 40 different Social Security numbers, like 40 different people had 40 different jobs. Made $1 million at each job, change our appearance, change our name, you know, Barry, Brock.
Several times, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And then where he went to college, his professors don't remember him, but we'll just kind of sidestep that issue and not talk about it. And
those birthers,
man,
come
I'm telling you, they're nuts. There's something wrong with their heads. And the Word of God, I mean, come on, that's really where you lost it, man.
I mean, come on, what's not to trust about the guy? Come on, he's totally upright, honest.
Oh, man,
he's transparent. Come on.
Totally, he's a hipster.
Oh,
I really like the way he combs his hair down the center.
Jiving.
I think that's great.
I love it.
There's nobody like Brock. There's nobody
Listen,
if nobody can do it, Brock can.
That's right. And the American people are just ignorant and stupid enough on purpose to let him do it.
Well, that's what they're saying.
I know.
And it's interesting. We get the conspirators, those that are exposing conspiracy, which some is good and some is bad. But they'll talk about how 300 people are controlling the world globally. And yet they can tell you every single thing that they're doing, but they fail to do or to deal with the people that are doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, there's the answer right there. That's what it takes to get the job done. So if we want righteousness and we want peace, oh, I can tell you, Bradley's going to say something about judgment right now. You better bet your bottom dollar I'm going to. Because justice is the guardian of liberty. And guess what, friends? Your liberties are being taken away from you because you're allowing criminals to continuously do it on a 24/7 basis. But listen to the conspirators. Hey, man, there's 300 of them. There's 300 of them. You know what they're doing now? Chasing shadows. You know what they're doing now? And you know what they're doing now? And they can tell you on mark what they're doing. Yet they allow them to stay there and do it. Oh, who are the bad guys? You already know who the bad guys are. Folks, the global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. And who's doing it? The system of terror was essential to a dictator. Terror was the creation to mold politically to have the control that they wanted. Who said that? Condoleezza Rice said that of Joseph Stalin. Who else used terror, folks? My goodness. How much history do you need? Oh, well, that will never happen today. Nope, that's what, the Bible tells us to take heed lest we stand. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, forgive me. Take heed that you stand lest you fall, because I'll tell you what, that's what people say.
And when you ask how much history do you need, I remember opening up a book once and says, the title of it was, What Man Has Learned from History. And you open it up and every single page is blank. It's a pretty thick book. And at the very end, the author explained why he put this book together and so on and what the purpose was. And yes, what did we learn from history? Absolutely
nothing. And yet our forefathers told us to study the past.
Yep.
Study the past.
Or you're doomed to repeat it. And that's what the Sons of Liberty is doing. We are trying to change.
America, you are being laughed at.
Exactly. We don't want what's coming up in front of us to be our road. We want to go down the old paths. We want to restore our nation back to the Bible and the Constitution. And if you feel the same way, especially after listening to the radio show day in and day out and amening and hallelujahing.
And bring it down, Brother Dean.
Bring it down, Brother Dean, in your car or at your work or your home or wherever you might be. Please do support this work. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. This enables us to be able to go out and seek and save that which is lost on a national scale. Wherever the Lord leads us, we go. Please do sign up on a monthly program to support the Sons of Liberty.
I think what's been defined here today is the Sons of Liberty. That was their job. Correspondence Committee, 1772. They were keeping the colonies awake. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. simulation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. My TV.